My house has gotten really sexual lately. I told you about the dogs.
The dogs, yeah, you met.
I just got a dog, and my girlfriend's dog sucks my dog's dick every morning.
Wow.
My girlfriend hates it, dude. Which is, I think it's weird to try to break that up.
I would not like that.
Why?
I would not like dogs sucking each other's dicks every morning.
My
I
dog
know.
Doesn't suck dick.
Well,
my dog doesn't even eat pussy, dude. He just gets his dick sucked.
That's incest porn, dude. That's his fucking adopted cousin. Your fucking dog's living the dream, dude.
Every day,
they're
dude.
Like, you guys got to share a doggy bed. She's just literally like, what?
She wakes up with his dick on her. She wakes up, and I see her, like, go over to his bed and just instantly start sucking his... And he has a wart on the side of his dick, like, Rasputin, too.
He has a fucking genital wart?
He has, like, a cyst. He has, like, a dick like Rasputin, warts. Dude. He's got a wart on his dick.
Your other dog's gonna die of throat cancer, dude.
Who?
Fucking.
She's gonna get HPV.
The girl, yeah. If you suck someone's dick with, or eat pussy, isn't that what happened to Michael Douglas? Michael Douglas got throat cancer, and he said it was because he was eating. Who's that hot lady? He's a gorgeous wife. Spanish.
Oh my God, Selma Hayek.
Yeah, no, or, not Selma Hayek, but similar.
I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, it's because...
He claims that he got throat cancer from pussy, her pussy.
Eating pussy with HPV.
Dude, her pussy was too spicy, dude.
Like, you sure it wasn't all those cigars? Like, no, it was eating pussy.
It was eating the hottest pussy in the world.
True.
That'll burn your
throat. Carolina Reaper of pussy. But,
Yeah, that's been enjoyable to watch every morning.
Yeah, I would put an end to that.
Why? What if it's like an important dog ritual? She's like,
it's not an important dog ritual. They suck dick.
No,
in
they
the
could, that's like a, it could be like a thing where they're bonding. And then if you get in the way of that, they could start fighting and become enemies.
Do you think that's a it likely scenario?
I gotta recheck Caesar, dude, but I don't know. I gotta watch some Milan.
I don't think that was on an episode.
Caesar Milan. Caesar sucks. Dogs are giving. Caesar sucks some dicks. I mean, everyone's like, he's probably shocking those dogs off screen. He's just fucking sucking
his
dicks.
Bobbing, dude. Matt posted a video on Instagram of his dogs
flating each other,
blowing each other, yeah. And he played the song "Getting Some Head" in the background. How was that? Did that go over well? That video?
Yeah, it got a lot of
good
great
reactions.
Responses, dude. Yeah,
I'm surprised people weren't upset by that.
Yeah.
I know it was, my sister was.
Was she upset by it?
She told me. She was
people
like...
People either really liked it or they really didn't.
She was like, Matt's fucking nuts.
What? Dude, they're dogs.
People, I'll tell you what, people that listen to this are like, dude, Matt is fucking nuts. Seriously, my cousin said it too. It's weird to go into like sister and cousin after that first part. But I mean,
you just got a rager.
I went over... Now, shut the fuck up. I went over to... my cousin's house to watch the Notre Dame game on Saturday.
Did you?
And he was my cousin Frankie. He's a big fan of the Cavs. Frankie's nuts, dude.
That's the guy who wears the
gym shorts. He was wearing a UNLV hoodie. I kept making fun of him for being Las Vegas strong. He was like, UNLV is going to rise up, Shaner. He's like, they're going to be fucking tough. I think they lost by like 40 that night. But yeah, he was saying how fucking weird you are.
That's so funny.
He was like, your buddy Matt's a fucking space cadet. I was like, yeah, he's fucking wild, dude. He just posted a video of dogs sucking dick. Anyway.
It's funny. The funny part of the video is her neck's actually craning up and down. But you've been checking out on the...
I saw it.
You know what I'm saying?
I was excited about it. I thought it was hilarious.
Have you been following the Las Vegas? Yeah, I mean, that was like... hitting your kids and hitting your dogs became like pretty synonymously like no-go. In my lifetime.
Yeah.
Because when I grew up, dude, it was
my
like...
Dad, my dad punched dogs in the head, dude. My dad punched my sister's dog recently in the fucking head. Punched it in the head.
It was... That's...
Closed fist, top of the dog head, punch.
Dude, that's a... that now is a... What the fuck's it called? That's a non-expungible crime now. Cruelty to animals. So if you get caught, like, fucking kicking a dog real hard, that never comes off your record. You have to go to get jobs. And like, yeah. Oh, what were you convicted of? And be like,
I kicked a dog
in 92. It's like it never comes off.
Oh, man.
Unless you'd have to plea. You'd have to go to, like, your current, like, your court or county, whatever, whoever charged you, and be like, for 10, I think you need, like, 10 years of good behavior, and you can plea to get it removed.
Look, I haven't kicked a dog in 10 years. Please.
I've shaken a couple noogies.
Shook a fucking turtle. Like, please.
But yeah, dude, I used to see dogs get their asses kicked. There was like a dog. Yeah, one of my cousin's house.
That's terrible.
If one of my uncles came home and just saw the dog, for some reason the dog wasn't allowed in the kitchen, we'd be like sitting there fucking around. He'd be like, God damn it. And dude, full on just fucking like NFL kickoff. Just like, boom, boom, kick it. And the dog was like, and scramble out.
Oh, man.
Just beating the fuck. It was daily, dude.
Seeing a dog get hurt is really rough.
When I was little, when you're little, it's funny though, but when you're like eight, you're just like, dog was in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's like, I cry.
Dog was in the
kitchen. I get hit all the time and I cry. I understand what that is. Yeah. But yeah, now.
I was more so just looking like, fucking dog better not come in this kitchen again, bro. Yeah, fucking, yeah, that's all in my head I thought at the time. Now I'd be like, dude, did you have to fucking kick the fuck? Dude, yeah. This was full on just like, I said, get this fuck. He, you know, but back then, you're an old man, dude. You come home, you're stressed. You see the dog, you go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're the one.
I'm giving this to you.
You and my wife. Someone's
that was it. That was the point of dogs for a long time.
Yeah, the woman would buy a dog and be like, huh? Look at this punching bag.
Oh, the dog chewed a sock. What about this, dude? Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you. You whore. And the lady's just like, yeah, I'm great. Yeah.
It's like, I know you emailed that fucking doctor. It's the golden retriever. Yeah, that's wonderful stuff.
Yeah, they just were there to like clean up scraps in the kitchen and just absorb booted kicks. Just fucking like, poof.
Now that my girlfriend's, now that I have a dog kind of.
Yeah.
I do. But it's like.
Get a couple good ones in on it?
No, it's like, now I'm like really, like, if I see an animal die or something, I'm like, ah, man.
Yeah, it'll bump
you have
you
a
out.
Lot more compassion about it. It's and true. Empathy. Like,
yeah, I love my dog. I have two dogs. I love them. But that dude, it's like, they got out of line.
You still fucking rough them up.
I'll smack their butts, dude. If they're bad, I'll smack their butts.
I strangled that dog in front of me.
Who?
No, I'm kidding. Oh, man. You grabbed Tilly by her neck, and she like, by the back
of
her
by
neck.
Her scruff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I got fucked up from Caesar Milan.
And it yelped, and I was just like,
I did get,
whoa. Dude.
I got fucked up from Caesar Milan because like, I would watch his show, and I fully, when I had the Akita when I was married, in my head, I was just like, all right, so I can, like, hit them, but I have to pretend I'm a wolf while I do it. And I was like, perfect. And I would be like, oh, the fucking bed, and, like, push them out. I would try to simulate, like, dog violence on my dog.
This dog that Caitlin has needs some violence.
I'm saying,
little fucking punk, dude.
My dog, Brittany's dog, who's my dog now, chewed up that HDMI cord, and I smacked her fucking ass pretty hard.
Yeah.
She didn't chew up anything ever again. So it's like, you can't mercilessly beat your dog, but if your dog chews up something that's worth $100, you could smack his fucking ass. In my opinion, you can be like,
agreed.
A firm one.
Agreed.
You know, because it makes sense because dogs don't have, like, if you're flailing limbs at a dog, they're like, what the fuck is it? Like, what is this? Because they only know mouths and, like, biting and stuff. So, but, I mean, if you got to smack your dog on the ass, you know, you got to do it quietly in your own home. Fucking good. But only you can't take your day out on it. But true. I do, even at the dog park, dude, the dog Jackson I have now, his big thing is latching onto dogs' necks, like on the fur, they'll yelp. So the lady was like, get him off. So I was trying to get him today. I was trying to get him off. And finally I grabbed him and gave him a full, like, get the fuck over here. And he jerked with me and people are just like,
dude,
it's like, he's fucking fine.
You are the worst person ever at a dog park.
People hate me.
I would fucking, if I have this nice, sweet dog.
Dude, and I'm
and
like,
some vagabond shows up with a pit bull and he's biting him the fuck out of my dog. And you're like, that's what dogs do. I'd be like, no, that's, get the fuck out of here.
Well, I'm sitting here like, just let your dog respond. And that's the thing. If their dog, as soon as a dog goes, like, makes a motion towards him, he's like, all right, I can't do that. But it's like, they get like, or like, they'll have these real timid dogs, and the dog's like tail between its legs, and they're like, get your dogs. It's like, dude, you're this is like a fucking 100-pound Great Dane. It's like, let your dog assert itself, and then learn, like, oh, I'm bigger than these dogs. They're also all dogs.
Someone's going to crush you one day.
They can't, dude.
Someone's going to be like, dude, you watched one episode of Caesar Milan. Get your fucking pear hips the fuck
dude,
out.
I would literally.
Attack,
dude,
Jax.
The other day, it was so funny, because my dog was like totally biting someone else's dog. The dog was like a 120-pound dog, and this guy's like, oh, get it out of here. And he's like, all this shit. And I'm like, is this even your dog? And he's like, yeah. And then I was like, how old is it? And he was like, oh, I don't know. And some other guy was on the phone. He's like, oh, he's 3 years. And I'm like, this isn't your dog. He's like, well, it's my friend's dog. And I'm like, it's not even your fault. I was ready to fight this guy.
Wait, what were the dogs doing?
My dog was doing that shit.
Your
where
dog
it
was attacking
it.
A dog.
But my
again,
dog's
a dog
40, my dog's 40 pounds. It's not attacking. It's playing.
It doesn't matter if it's 40 pounds.
It's called
it's
mouthing.
A fucking pit bull.
It's mouthing, dude. It's 40 pounds, and
it's a 40-pound ball of muscle and
I know.
Teeth.
And
dude.
It'll
it's
hold
a mean
on.
Fuck.
It'll hold on to the dog's neck, and the dog goes, meep, and then it gets off. But it's like, that's the way dogs communicate. So I'm like, dude, just chill. These dogs, to expect human grade behavior from dogs to me is insane.
No,
it's like, let them snarl and snap at each other.
To bring a dog that fucks up all the other dogs at the dog park.
Sometimes.
It is human behavior. It's you.
I'm not going to not socialize it, dude.
I'm not saying that, but if it continuously is biting other dogs, even if it's playing,
yeah,
you got to be like...
I break it up and I scold it, but there's only one way out of it. It's for it to learn to not do that. So dogs, there's going to be a wake.
There's some other people's dogs that have to pay the price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you understand why people might be like, I have a nice fucking like black lab beagle.
Yep.
If your dog bit my dog.
It's not biting though. It's playing.
If it hurt it while they were playing.
It's not hurting. That's the thing. It's just going, the dog's going like letting it know. The dogs, when dogs fight for real, you know it. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, this dog going, like, meh, like, that's the only way a dog can say, oh, chill out, that's too much. Yeah. So you got to let them do their own thing. And you got to let dogs snarl and snap at each other. Because it's weird to, like, if you can't socialize them right, if they don't fully express, like, get the fuck off, that's how they talk. So if you see a dog's teeth, people are like, oh, my God, they're about to fight. It's like, no, he's just being, get the fuck off me. That's my argument. It's like, dude, you're intervening too much. You got to chill the fuck out. And your dog's a bitch.
Yes, but you're the tough guy with the tough pit bull beating up the little
dogs. I can't
help
it, dude. They're not little. These are fucking 100-pound dogs.
Bigger, it's a nicer breed.
No, dude. Sometimes these are Great Danes. These are like Rottweilers and shit, and he's just a motherfucker. My dog's a motherfucking asshole,
you
dude.
You seem proud that your dog's fucking
up. The fact
up
that
dogs.
He is winning, yo, he is pretty strong, and he's flipping them down. I'm like, oh, that's fucking sick.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying at all.
I know what you're saying.
All right.
What I'm saying is, like, see me in the fucking park, bro. Dog versus dog. People, dude, I walk in there the other day. I walked in there, I literally had to stop going at a certain time because I walked in and this lady went, she saw me, went, oh, and like rolled her eyes, and I was like, that doesn't feel good.
I'd be like, all right, we're leaving now.
I was like, we're fucking going. Get in there, guys. I let him in. I'm like, let's roll. It was Matilda barks the whole time. People are annoyed by her.
Oh, my God, she dude. You suck in the dog park. You and your dogs.
So, like, Matilda
hate you.
Barks the whole time. And then if someone comes near, like, a dog comes near her that she doesn't like, she goes, like, like, freaks the fuck out. And the other one's, like, grabbing and holding onto the dog's neck. And people are just looking at me like, bro, beat it. And I'm like, fuck off. I'm learning these dogs are going to have a good time. A lot when I come, a lot of people tend to leave. They're like, "All right, come on, another dog." Yeah, the fuck out.
I'd be like, "Look, the dogs were learning and socially interacting fine."
Yep.
And now a pit bull that socially interacts different is here. Let's get the fuck out.
A pit bull that was like a stray and fucking Olney. My dog was like at a rec center, apparently, just like chilling.
Oh man.
So
it's a good dog though.
It's a great boy, dude. He's gonna be good once I get him out of his fucking gnawing shit. He's gonna be a good boy.
Once he plows through a few of your neighbor's dogs.
Yeah, dude, he hit, oh my God, he fucking, this is the other thing too, he'll go as fast as humanly, like as fast as he can, and if he sees another dog in his way, there's no, like, let me move out of the way, he just goes, and his, dude, he hit someone's dog, and it was laying down.
Oh my God, dude.
But they were both running in a thing, and they didn't see each other, and they ran into each other, so they were both at fault, but dude, the sound of it, everyone, oh my God, and then, like, the lady's dog was just, like, laying on his side, it got, like, the wind knocked out of it,
dude.
It was just laying there, Jax popped up.
I love
just,
my fucking dog, and if a dog heard it, I'd be in, sister got in a fight at the dog park.
Dude, I'm ready to fight.
Her dog
I
was,
walk in there, like, say something, ready to fight, because I don't like,
her dog was fighting another
dog,
and she jumped in and broke it up, was, like, in the dirt with him, like, breaking it up.
That's hilarious.
That is fucking great. Yeah, if another dog, while I'm with Finn at the dog park, if another dog shows up, I'm like, I don't even feel like dealing with this.
Really?
It's not going to talk to this other person.
Yeah.
And be like, if they start fighting or whatever, it's just like, yeah. He has a friend, though. He has a dog that he loves.
Okay.
And they chill.
Yeah.
They got to hang out yesterday.
That's chill.
That was nice.
It's
so funny when he sees it. The other dog's name is Bean. And when he sees it, he gets so fucking... If you mention Bean, he's like...
Yeah.
He, like, starts looking outside. He's like, holy fuck, Bean's here.
They get stoked, dude. They do develop buddies.
Yeah, but his buddy's Bean.
Yeah, my dog right now has...
Another small black dog. They're both little black dogs.
Yeah, that's
they
another...
They run
yeah.
around together. It's
See,
really funny.
Well, that's the thing, too, because it's like...
They're Crips.
He doesn't know... He's 40 pounds, but he likes 100-pound dogs, and he's like, we're fucking wrestling now. And he goes full fucking tilt on them. And they're like, dude, get off. It's just every time they're like, no, come on, stop. And finally they show their teeth, and he's just like, yeah, you want to fucking fight? And then he goes right at them. It's so funny.
You got to stop raising vicious dogs.
He's not vicious. Every time I fucking break him up, I give him time out, dude. I'm like, you can't fucking do that.
Yeah, but you like it.
I don't like that he does that. I hate that he does
you
that.
You like
But I
like
fucking, the fact that I'd rather have him than a dog that's like a total bitch the whole time. Yes.
Of course. A total bitch dog sucks.
Exactly. So I'm happy with where I'm at right now, but I have training class, dude. Saturday I get up at 8 a.m. I bring him to SPCA when you dog.
Talk to that fucking trainer about your theories.
She don't give. She doesn't care. I wear a fucking Home Depot belt full of treats, and I train the dog.
Did you read a book on dogs?
No.
What are you talking about?
I just go off of shit I piece together, dude. I know.
These theories, it sounded like you were educated on this.
Oh, I have researched about all Akitas stuff. Yeah, I'm saying. I read about Caesar Milan, and he put a bunch of bad shit in my head that I'm trying to get out of there. But you do got to let them just express themselves to each other. Because, imagine if you and I, would only ever start a conversation, people come up and be like, yo, get the fucking pull us apart.
Now imagine one of us is constantly, socking the other one in the face.
No, it's not like that for dogs. It's not like that for dogs.
Somebody can be like, maybe stop sending the guy that keeps coming to the park and punching everyone.
But it wouldn't be punching. It would be like just someone trapping you in an annoying conversation. It's like, oh my God, guess what?
Yeah, even then, fuck them.
True.
Get him out of here.
He's got to learn. The boy is going to learn, dude. Nobody likes me there. If anyone's somewhat nice to me there, I leave. I'm like, what a great fucking person. That guy, they get it, dude. Not every dog's perfect.
Somebody's probably like, hey, what's going on? You're like, I'm pretty much a wolf right now trying to train this dog. He's got to learn how to interact socially with these other. You got to let him express themselves. The guy's like, what a fucking psycho, dude. I was trying to talk about the fucking Phillies. I got this short-haired pit bull coming in. He's fucking coming in. Dude, get out of here.
The worst is when I forget and I have my Akita shirt on and I wear it to the dog park and people are just like, dude, get a fucking grip.
Long hair Akita shirt.
That's what I wore when I picked up my dog. Went to the shelter. I showed up in a ponytail and a dog shirt. They're like, dude, beat it. Go talk to fucking some grade school about whales or whatever the fuck you got.
This guy's definitely fucking this dog when he gets it. He's going to come on this dog.
I tried doing hardcore dog talk to some guy today, and he was just like, yeah, dude, that's cool. And he kind of walked away.
It's tough to hear. I just got hit with some dog research talk, and I was just like...
No, likes it people who have had bad dogs themselves. Because there was an Indian chick who was like, dude, let our dogs... My dog will let you know. Who gives a fuck? That's who I'm like, yes, and our dogs get to play. Because some dogs like to wrestle.
Yeah, of course. Younger dogs.
No, a lot of older dogs like to wrestle, too.
Some don't.
They'll wrestle. Some don't.
Some don't that are just trying to go to the park, have a nice time.
True.
Some fucking dickhead pit bull shows up and bites the fuck out of its
neck.
It's,
but here's the thing. When I break it up, that dog comes back to start playing again because they're just playing. They're having fun. He's just being like, dude, that's a little too much.
Yeah. And again, I'm not talking about the other dog's feelings.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the other dog's owner's feelings.
Irrelevant to me. That's my thing. It's like, dude, this isn't about you,
bro. If my dog yelps because your dog fucking bit its neck,
yeah,
I'm going to have a problem.
Yeah, but it's like, you gotta let your, but then your dog goes back to play again. You gotta be like, no, you can't play with him. Your dog's like, what the fuck? I'm trying to play. That's the weirdness of the whole situation. If the dog was running away, cowering, I'd be like, somebody, all right.
There's gonna be a jacked dog owner.
There was one. I'm telling you, I almost fucking fought this guy.
Sorry.
We had to talk it out. There was this guy, that was a guy who was like, I was like, is that even your dog? He's like, it's my friend's dog. And I was like, oh, well, all right, man, we'll fucking relax. And he was just like, and afterwards, he's like, sorry, dude, I was like, this guy's jacked. He might fuck me up.
Are you Caesar Milan people?
I'm ready over there, dude, fucking nipping people's necks. I was boiling, and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking fight. I was like, ready. You know when you're ready to fight, and you start getting a lot of saliva and shit. I was like, me and this guy are gonna fight in front of all these dogs. Yeah,
I just turn red.
Yeah.
Instantly, I'm just like, everything starts going. I'm like, my heart starts pounding.
Yeah, dude, my heart was like, starts skipping beats and shit. I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah, here comes. I'm gonna fucking die here. Dude, I'm about to black out and punch this guy.
But yeah, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, that's it's tough for me to.
Come one time. You gotta come. You gotta come, dude. You gotta observe.
I do. I need to see this because
I'd be curious
if your dog's just
input.
Playing. Because I've seen that.
Yeah.
And I understand the difference between playing and fighting.
Yeah.
You can. It's very. They're still snarling and growling and jumping and shit, but they're not biting hard.
What it does is bad because it is playing, but it'll get the fat or whatever that is, the whatever that's called.
Yeah, they go for that
scruff or whatever. Yeah. And they'll fight, but he'll hold it. And the dog's like, huh? And all of a sudden, you see the dog going like, yo, bro. And then he goes like, meh. And then people are like, meh. But I stand by it when it plays. As soon as he does it, I pull his mouth up and I'm like, get out of here. And he'll just go off and do other stuff.
Yeah, dude.
So he's getting good. He's a good boy.
Yeah, all right.
I just can't deal with these bitch-ass owners, dude.
The owners are going to ban you.
I'm banned from one dog park.
What?
I'm dog from the Blackwood Clementons dog park.
Why?
My old dog was a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. You had a fucking huge Akita,
dude. And this dog, that's the other thing, too. This dog would fight for real. It would go see a dog, and it was like fight time.
And you kept bringing it back.
I was like, it'll have to get, because I was watching all these videos. I'm like, I can get it out of this. And I'd be like, I look in the eye, like, you have to be good when we go in here. And I'd go in and be like,
oh my God. So I literally, they're like,
you can't come in here anymore.
Good.
So, but I brought my new dogs there and I'm just like,
all right.
So I already caught one band, dude. I'm working on another.
So everybody, we'll, I want you to know that most people listening to this are like, what a fucking asshole for this.
But if you have, that depends on the dogs you have. Some dogs are sweet. They're just a little bit fucking naughty. So it's like, what are you supposed to not have, let your dog run around if it's a little naughty?
Maybe find some dogs that like him.
I try.
True.
That's
the whole point
of trial and error, but people are down with trial and error.
You have to know when you're wrong.
I know.
And it sounds like you have zero fucking
culpability. I know it's bad that he's biting, you know, hanging on these dogs' skull or whatever it's called.
Their skulls. <There's>,
dude. They're holding on to their scruff, but it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, they're fine, man. They're, you know.
It's good dog talk.
Yeah, it is nice dog. I've been dying to talk dogs, dude. I'm
I can tell. There's been, I don't want to disrupt this, but there's been like four times during this I've been like, all right.
And, yeah. I'm ready to be done.
Hit the eject on the dogs.
Let's do it, dude.
No, I mean, I can talk some more dogs.
I can talk dogs all day, dude. So
you gotta chill with Finn. Finn's a good boy. He's becoming a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He's a fucking dickhead, though.
I'll train him.
Caitlin does not discipline him at all.
Yeah.
Like, when he sees people, he's excited, so he jumps up at them.
Yeah.
And obviously people hate that. But he doesn't do anything bad.
Some people do.
He doesn't do anything bad. He looks a lot older than he is. He's less than a year.
Yeah.
But he looks old.
So he jumps up on you and people
He jumps. Like, when I took him out, he jumped up on this guy and he was like, oh, it's a puppy. Like, then you can tell.
But I don't understand why people get so mad about that. When a dog jumps up on me, I'm always just like, fuck yeah, this is awesome.
Well, they scratch you sometimes and it's like, whose fucking dog is this? Like...
Yeah, I have a weird thing too, though. Like,
if it's an ugly dog, I'm like, get out of here.
I love it. Yeah, when dogs like jump up on me, I'm like, yes.
Yeah, dogs are great, but yeah, you do have a point of pride in you that you're like, dogs love me.
True, they do too.
They like you just as much as they like anyone else. All right.
I mean, we'll see, but that is funny. We'll see. When I'm at the park, sometimes like a random dog will come and like lean against me, and I just like look around like, you guys see this? You guys want to check this out? Sure, you want to kick me out?
Oh my God. Good stuff.
Oh man, that was fun. I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders, dude.
Why? Because your
I got
dog
to talk dogs.
Sucks.
No one wants to talk dogs with me.
You bragged about your shitty dog.
He's a good boy. I'm about
he
to
is.
Go.
He is a nice dog.
But he's a little fucking rambunctious.
He'll get it out. He's still young.
Yeah.
He's just a young
and if he doesn't,
pit bull.
Exactly. If he doesn't.
They're going to ban pit bulls.
Nah, dude. They're not at the dog park. They're like such heavy dog people that like, that's breed discrimination. And then it would just be like, you can't.
I would go for it. If I was a dork that was one of those people.
Yeah.
I had nothing else. I'd be like,
you can't, though. Then you're not
these.
A real dog person, dude. If you start banning breeds, people are like me, true dog people are going to call you out.
You're not a true dog person.
Dude, I love
dogs. You just like.
I love dogs.
There's a part of your psyche that you need to have a dog that fucks up other dogs and it makes you
it's
feel.
It's not. I don't. I would
makes
rather.
You
have,
feel powerful.
No, because when
you're
my
like,
girl.
I need a tough Akita that
not at
fucking
all.
Murders.
Not at all. When I had my girlfriend's dog, you could finally play nice in a dog park. I was like, this is what I all
you're
I
like,
wanted.
You're the equivalent of like a little tiny short guy driving a fucking Hummer.
Not at all.
You're like, you're compensating.
If
right
he
now.
Would play, if he would play nicely, I'd be very happy about that. That's all I want. But again. Which side do you want to be on the coin? The dog getting fucked up or the one dishing out a little punishment? I'm going to opt a little bit of punishment. Just because, you know, he's a rascal, dude. I like seeing him fucking get in there. I do like seeing that.
Good Lord.
I don't like pride myself on it.
You sure?
It's funny, though, that I do tend to get dogs that are just bad, dude.
Maybe you're a bad trainer.
No, dude, I'm fucking doing the touch. I'm doing all the fucking, there's a thing called
Maybe
touch.
You're a bad trainer.
Put your hand out, smell the treat, touch. I'm a dog trainer.
Sounds like you're 0 for 2 right now.
No, sounds like I'm just fucking down here with the peasants of dogs, dude. I'm like St. Francis of Assisi down here, just taking in all the meek and fucking humble.
Meek?
Or
you can
know,
go and get jacked, mean dogs.
He's a little muscle ball, dude.
And then don't, you're like, yeah, get him.
Somewhat, but. At first I was like, man, he's so tough. And when he first did it, I was like, oh, fuck, not this.
Oh, man, I think I found a new funny insult for you.
What?
Just be like, dude, you suck at training dogs, because I know that's something you're like, I'm good at training dogs.
That's currently
dogs
a fight between me and Brittany, because her dog's so good. She's like, my dog's well-behaved. What's wrong with your dog? And I'm like, and she'll like sit at that class and like be like, here's what you got to do. And I'm like, shut up. This is my dog in my class.
I know how to train dogs, Brittany, please.
I have my Home Depot belt on full of treats. I'm like, shut up. She's like, you put it on too high. I'm like, I know how to tie this thing.
Dude. Oh, man.
Yeah, we got in a fight in our first dog training class, and she like went on the phone and was being all quiet. I was like, Brittany, stop. Fucking pay attention. Dude, I was so fucking mad, dude.
Pay attention to the dog class, Brittany. God damn it.
I was so mad.
I don't want to see that.
I've watched someone fuck a toad. I watched a guy fuck a python. I watched him fuck a snake.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Orally or like through the
No, he fucked it
snake
in his
butt?
Snake pussy.
The snake pussy?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was really horrific.
Ew.
Watch
I guess
that.
Snakes are just giant fleshlights.
They are. They are God's fleshlight.
They are. Ooh.
God, somebody had a fucking joke about that, because there was a video of a chimp that found a frog in its enclosure
frog.
In the zoo and was just raving its mouth all day.
What?
Just sitting there fucking it in front of the fucking glass.
Holy shit.
Someone was like, frogs are nature's fleshlight. Like a chimp found it and was like, finally.
Perfect.
Good for him.
Yeah, fuck,
that
man.
That frog had a rough ending.
Yeah, but dude, you get a good bullfrog that can open up?
Whew.
Chuck it, I mean, I could do a regular toad. I could fit my dick in a toad's mouth. But
oh, man. Yeah, this guy fucked a snake in a chair, and it, like, it was fucking brutal, man.
That snake's pussy?
Yeah.
He didn't just tie it in a knot and fuck the knot?
No. Into the snake. Penetration. It was a big fucking snake.
Ugh. Yeah, I guess, man. How yeah. The snake just liked it?
Snake. I mean, he's a fucking snake. It's not like he was thinking.
Snakes like getting fucked.
I don't think he felt violated.
Really?
It or she. Because I had a pussy.
I had a pussy, definitely. That's not a male
or
snake.
Or a butthole. I don't know.
Did I tell you about my product that I want to launch?
What's that?
A doggy dildo.
Yeah, I think they also said that on Joe Rogan, dude.
Really?
Yeah, that exists.
The dog dildo
it's
exists.
It's like pocket pussies for dogs, so they can just fuck it and like relax.
What, do you just put it against the wall and let them like go to it when they
I
want to?
I don't know.
Holy fuck, really?
Or they were talking about inventing it, yeah. What was your doggy dildo idea?
That was it. To stick a dildo on the wall and let your dog, you know. Or if,
what a fucking terrible idea, man.
A doggy dildo.
That's disgusting.
Dude, they go through their lives sexually unfulfilled.
So you're going to put a dildo against the wall at all times to let your dog put its fucking...
Well, you'd have to train him. You'd have to like back him up to it and kind of...
You would hold the dog and fuck it against the wall.
How? No, I would just show
this
it.
This is disgusting.
How else would you show it the fucking
you
thing?
You wouldn't show it. You
Why?
Would never do that.
Is that a real product someone's making?
I don't know.
Ew, dude, think about how nasty that
Every
would
once
be.
In a while, I'll go to somebody's house, I remember, and a dog has like a stuffed animal it always fucks.
Yeah, we used to have a pig.
What?
We had a pig, and it used to fuck a ball, and it would come all over this ball, and we'd just like kick it down the hill and make my cousin pick it up.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
It was nasty, literally.
The doggy dildo idea is one of the worst ideas I've ever heard in my life.
I wouldn't do that, it'd just be funny. But someone's going to do it, guaranteed.
But you're saying dogs go sexually unfulfilled?
Yeah, I mean...
I don't think dogs have sex for pleasure.
Dude, dogs hump you constantly.
Yeah, I think that it's just programmed.
You
I don't think
dominance?
I don't think they like it.
Dude, not to put Matilda's business out there, but Matilda's... I've seen her hump a leg before and cream on someone's leg.
Oh, my God, dude.
Dude.
It doesn't... Yeah, that's natural, though. It's not
squirted.
Like she wanted to do... Like, it's just instinct.
How the fuck do you know?
I don't know. I feel like... I've read that, like, the only animals that fuck for that are, like, chimps and dolphins.
Will you eat my dog's pussy?
Will I eat your dog's
yeah.
pussy?
Please.
No.
Why?
Why are you saying that?
It's fucking... She's
it's
trapped.
Exactly why fucking Key and Peele made that movie. Because evil white fucks out here talking about eating dogs' pussies.
Dude, if you love Matilda, you would do it.
I wish I was... Never mind.
What?
Nothing.
Have it out.
No, dude.
Why?
This is... You're playing right into the black man's plan right
of
now.
Of what?
Of white evil people.
That's not evil.
Eating dogs' pussies is evil.
That's kind of fucked. I'll give you that.
Dog dildos. Evil.
Doggy dildo.
Evil.
Suck it up on the wall.
I think you just like the name more than you
like
the fucking
name.
Product.
Actually, I'm a big fan of the doggy, the double D alliteration. Doggy dildo.
They
fucking...
They do make suction cup dildos you can put on walls.
Duh, I know, but...
So what's your invention? Just you fuck your dog
You'd have
on
to
it?
Make it like a dog dick.
All right.
You know, dog's dick lock in, you can't get out. They like they, a dog dick, that's the term dog balling. It locks in on you. I think it might be a pig's dick, actually.
No, I think dogs do that.
Yeah, they lock in on you. So the dog dildo, you'd have to have a remote control and fucking grip it up.
Oh, fuck, man. I don't think the listeners are going to be into that.
Why?
I don't know. I just have a feeling. Dude, it's making me uncomfortable.
Our listeners are sick, dude. Our listeners are sickos.
I don't think. I think my sister listens to this.
Well.
I mean, that's her fault.
It's time to thin the herd.
True.